It's number 334 in our hymn book. 334. Praise God. Has the meeting started for you yet? We don't go by the clock. We go by meeting Jesus. Sometimes as we sit here and we listen to the music, our hearts begin to open and Jesus draws so near to us. And, well, for you, the meeting has started already. Praise God. So, let's sing.
Like a river glorious is God's perfect peace. Over all victorious in its bright increase. Perfect yet it groweth dearer every day. Perfect yet it groweth deeper all the way. Stayed upon Jehovah, hearts are fully blessed, finding as he promised perfect peace and rest. Hidden in the hollow of his blessed hand, never foe can follow, never traitor stand. Not a surge of hurry, not a shade of care, not a blast of hurry touch the spirit there. Stayed upon Jehovah, hearts are fully blessed, finding as he promised perfect peace and rest. Every joy or trial falleth from above, traced upon our dial by the Son of Love. We may trust him fully, all for us to do. They who trust him wholly find him wholly true. Stayed upon Jehovah, hearts are fully blessed, finding as he promised perfect peace and rest. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Help us to fix our eyes on you tonight, Lord. We know that your eye is upon us. And we thank you, Lord, that we have another opportunity together in your presence to experience more of Jesus, to receive more of him. We pray, Lord, that you'll just breathe upon this meeting tonight, Lord, something fresh, something powerful, something that you see we have need of, Lord. You're working on something in all of our lives. And Jesus, tonight, we'll come closer to the completion of that work. Lord, while we're here at camp, we're believing that you will accomplish what you have brought us up here to accomplish in us and through us. We pray this for the children, Lord, the young people. Lord, you brought them here with something very definite in mind. And Lord, we're believing that you who have begun a good work will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ, that you'll perfect that which you've begun at this time and to prepare them for other things that you want to do when they get back home. Bless those that have left us, Lord. We've enjoyed their fellowship, and we remember them, Lord, that you will help them to put into practice the things that you have dealt with them about and to enter into the full blessing that you intended as we do the will of God by the grace of God. We pray this all in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Stayed upon Jehovah. Get our eyes upon the Lord. That's so important. It's important where you look and what you're looking at. And the Bible calls our attention away from ourselves and away from our problems and tells us to look at Jesus. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. That word in Hebrews 12, they tell us, actually means look away unto Jesus. Turn your attention away from other things and make a conscious effort to occupy yourself with him. I've told this before, but I have a stamp collection at home. It belonged to my uncle, my great uncle, and somehow it fell into my hands. And I was helping to care for his daughter, my cousin, and we were in need of some funds financially. So I saw the stamp collection, and some pretty unusual stamps there. I said, this really has to be worth something. So I started, I bought books so that I could take these stamps out of the box and neatly arrange them, right? These photo albums cost me about $50 to get all the photo albums I needed. And I spent hours finding all the right stamps, putting them in categories. And then I got on my internet and I started looking up the value of some of these stamps. And most of them weren't worth too much. But then I had four stamps together of George Washington. And I looked it up, and I almost fell off my chair. Each stamp was worth $1,500. And I had four of them. That would keep you an ice cream for a while. So I was all excited. And I went to the stamp show at the Javits Center. I loaded up these stamps in a suitcase. I got on the train, and I lugged them. They were very heavy. And I got to the Javits Center, and the door was locked, so I was looking for another door, and I ended up walking around the whole Javits Center to find the door that I wanted to go in. And boy, this place was full of stamp collections, and there were these people that could evaluate the worth of your stamps. So I showed them my stamps, and I was sure that I was going to walk out with a jackpot. Well, one man said, well, they're very nice stamps, young man. It's a nice collection, but they're really not worth any more than what it says on the stamp. If it says 2 cents, it's worth 2 cents. And so, you know, if I added it all up, I probably spent more money on the photo albums than I had the value in stamps. But I thought, what about George Washington? And much to my dismay, I found out George was looking in the wrong direction. The $1,500 stamps, he was looking this way. The 2 cent stamps, he was looking that way. So I held in front of the mirror, and then he was looking in the right direction, but didn't help. You know, it really matters which direction you're looking in. You know, when you get your eyes on Jesus and you look at him, oh, that's priceless. What God can do in and through your life when you fix your eyes on him. And when you look in other directions, well, that doesn't help you and it doesn't help anybody else. And it's a waste of time. We don't know how much time we waste not looking at him. And the Lord is constantly calling our attention. Get your eyes back on Jesus. Like my little nail that was covered with dust. Every once in a while he had to get his eyes back on Jesus. So we do too. And so tonight, if you want to really experience something worthwhile and you want to make this time valuable, precious, well then look away. Look away from yourself and look away from your problems and turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And you'll find the things of earth are just disappear in the light of his glory and grace. Let's sing that song. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. I think it's, is it in White Book? 77 in the White Book? Thank you. 77 in the White Book.
Praise the Lord. 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 Pra Jesus more clearly, more constantly.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
That's what John the Baptist was talking about. He must increase, but I must decrease. Jose's been preaching that all day long on his t-shirt. He must increase, but I must decrease. Praise God. Praise God. I like that. You give it to the Lord. The enemy tries to bring it back on you. Doesn't he do that often? Then you have to put your foot down and say, no, I gave that to Jesus. I burned that in the fire. That's under the blood. And you just come right back at the enemy and you take your stand. After a while, he gives up. Too often we believe what the enemy tries to bring back to us and take it back on again. But, oh, God has given us victory, but we have to learn how to keep the victory. And we have to learn how to just take our stand and keep our eyes on Jesus. Praise God. That was for somebody here tonight, I'm sure. All these things that we're hearing tonight. God's putting this meeting together. Praise God. He's doing it just for you. Just for me. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory to the Lord. We praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Wonderful Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I love you so.
Number 23 in our hymn book, Our Great Savior. Amen. That's what these testimonies remind me of, how great our Savior is in the red book. Thank you, Brother John. Thank you for playing tonight. Praise God. You're full of surprises, brother. Amen. I think that's the right page, 23? Okay. Stand while we sing the song, a few verses. Sing the next two.
Jesus, what?